April 4, 1938. How God created the necessity for his will within the creature, and how she could not live without it. Example, how it created the necessity of water and sun for the earth. How one who does not live in the divine will wants to confine God in heaven. Each additional word on the divine will gives a new and distinct life. My poor mind feels the extreme need to trace the acts of the divine volition, as the breath and heartbeat of my poor existence. If I didn't do so, I would feel as if I were losing the air to breathe, the heart to beat. My God, how can anyone live without the air and the life of your will? It seems impossible to me. And my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness told me, my good daughter of my will, my love was so great in the creation of man that I gave him my will as his own primary life and as absolute necessity, to the extent that he couldn't do any good without it. The earth cannot produce anything without water, since water is like the soul of the earth. But without the sun that fecundates, purifies and embellishes the earth with its light and heat, the water would serve only to make the earth moldy, rendering it like a muddy sewer, that would release a contagious air capable of infecting the earth. But these three elements, water, earth and sun, are not enough. Seed is needed to produce, from the earth, the most beautiful blooms, plants and fruits that delight the farmer and form the food for all the human generations. You see, if only one of these elements was missing, the earth would be so sterile, gloomy, and obscure as to be frightening. It is the necessity of the union of these elements that forms the beauty, the utility, the goodness and the fecundity of our creative works. Separated, they can be harmful and noxious to the poor creatures. United, they can do a world of good. In the same way, I created the strong necessity of my will in the creature. I created the soul, like water for the earth, that had to flow more than water in the earth of the body. I created my will in it, like sun, light and heat, that had to vivify, fecundate and embellish it, but with so much beauty as to continuously enrapture us for love of her. Then, just as the farmer throws the seeds into the earth to make it produce, my will assumed the commitment of throwing many divine seeds into the creature, that had to rise like many suns, one more beautiful than the other, to produce blooms and celestial fruits, that had to serve as food for the creatures, and even as food for the Creator. For our food, our life is our will. Do you see then, the necessity of the union of acts which, like seeds, are formed by the creature? This necessity determines the growth of my will within her. It communicates the virtue of our divine qualities, producing many prodigies of grace and beauty. And we love her so much that not only do we become inseparable, but we also operate continuously within her. We know that if we love, she loves. If we work, she works. Not can she do anything without us. If her union with us were missing, she would be reduced to uselessness, like the earth with no water, no sun and no seed. Therefore, loving her very much, we do everything in her. Do you see, at what painful, harmful and almost horrible point the creature puts herself without our will? Then he added, in a more sorrowful and touching tone, my daughter, how painful it is for us not to see the creature living in our will. By not living in it, she wants to confine us in our celestial fatherland. She doesn't want us to live on earth together with her. Our will is a weight for her. She runs away from our sanctity, shuts the door to the light, and looks for darkness. Poor one. By doing her will, she will die of cold and starvation, and she will say, heaven does not belong to me. These creatures live in exile on earth, with no support, no defense and no strength. Good itself turns into bitterness for them and, if necessary, even into defects they form our suffering and suffocate our love continuously. The love of our will is such that every word or knowledge that it manifests about our volition is a divine life. And not only that, but a new life, each one different from the other, new in sanctity, in beauty and in love. Therefore, we delight very much and celebrate making known what our will is, what it can do, and at what noble, sublime, high point within our divine womb it wants to place the creature. In fact, by making it known, we do nothing other than pour out new divine lives, and as these lives are possessed by the creature, we receive from her our new love, beauty, goodness, and so on. By means of our own lives, oh, how glorified and loved we feel by the one to whom we revealed ourselves. Making ourselves known, finding one who wants to know us, is the act that glorifies us the most. Our love finds the one to whom it can pour itself out to give whatever we want. After all, why would we have made the creature if we didn't want to make ourselves known? It is the knowledge that makes us descend into her, and gives her the wings to ascend to us. So, when we see you yearning to know more about our will, we immediately prepare for you the most beautiful surprises of our omnipotent fiat, not just to let you know, but to give you the good we reveal to you. After this, he added, all moved, my daughter, the one who lives in my will is the creature desired by everyone, because all feel loved by her. Her love runs to all, embraces all, places itself in the hearts of all, to make us loved by all. Even the most tiny, I love you, I adore you, I bless you, of the creature who lives in our holy will, has the right to be enclosed within all. Even the saints and the angels feel honored to give a place within themselves to the most tiny I love you from this fortunate creature, and so they love us with this I love you. What will not be her joy when she comes to the celestial fatherland and will see her I love you and all the blessed who love her God? All this happens in the most simple way, since our will is everywhere, anything done in it takes its place everywhere, and acquires the continuous act of loving always. Therefore, even the sun, the heavens, the stars, the entire creation will possess these acts in order to love us and bless us.